think that's the scapula, that's the shoulder blade. If that was dislocated, dislodged, not if the dislodgement or the dislocation took place here, but in the leg, even in the reisha tachte, even if it took place in the shoulder, so the dislocation of the behavior, it's also great. Now, whether a dislocation, that's in regard to the, we saw that there are two mishenas in the more in regard to a fracture in the tibia. That I both. Now here the smack shooting is that if the tibia bone was dislocated, and was dislocated, so then it's a trade. But the two machines in Gemara have reference to a fracture, not to a dislocation. And the smack shooting is that a dislocated tibia is also matter the bench. A dislocated tibia is also matter the bench. Alright. The Hinkosa Balatumis, the Vadae Kunidon. But the Yom is our cause of his formation. The way she came, she is Barrett's Mashri, she Ham Huberes Ligur, Heshishim Shemonik Vore, Utsri Hobdike, the Roy Dilay. In other words, that is the Shite, what is Etzemashri? Etzemashri Sham Huberes Ligur. That means even a baby, because the two passed Nishmat Nikore, so he says, that so it's kosher. That's what he says. If it's nishmat mikoron, it's kosher. What the Torah says, that nishmat mikoron, it's kosher. So the yeshayim, and it doesn't even require a dikke. She nishba etzem hashlishi hamchuberes ligur, even in the behavior. Chay shishim shem mikro horeye utzricha dikke. Because, so even in the Hebrew, it's the Chavdike. In other words, what's the Etzem HaShlishi? Because here, the tarsus bone, that's the Etzem HaRishi. Here, the knee joint, that's the Etzem HaShem. And, I'm sorry, I'm pointing out in the legs, I should point it out in the hand. So this is the Etzem HaRishi. This is the Etzem HaRishi. This joint is the Etzem HaShem. And here, is the Etzem HaShlishi, the scapula, the shoulder. V'yeshem v'shinish v'ar Etzem HaShlishi, ha'mchoberes l'gub, chayshishim shemunik v'oreye u'tzrich abdike v'loy nire. What is the two shite? Like the Pashtos Roshnad More, that when do we require abdike of the reye? Only in the nave. If the wing, if the wing was dislocated, was dislodged, so then, because in a nave, so the throwing the ribs are relatively thin and delicate. So the melee, if there is a dislocated wing, so then it gives rise to the suffix, maybe the lung was affected. Mashaikin by the hemo, it doesn't give rise to the suffix. But the shita of the ancient is that even that if there is a fracture, if the scapula in the behemoth was fractured, so we require the key. The way here. Alright, now. Did you share on Akim Game of Way? Nishti Adina be called on. Oh, she's that way after the Gamre. אוי שיש לו גמרי ידיים שאירו אבל בעצם אני אשבר עצמי אם יד למעל אני אשאיר עושה דת מצווה ספרינס נעלו את זה מרבונו יצוסר על נסקור מרבונו יצוסר על נסקור אותי במנחי כשנשבר לי בנורקור ירובוס אחיך וסרו בי ויש מקריפים גם הבהימו אם נשבר אוי נשבר סומוך לגוף נעלו את that's not this guy who is so shkater from Kashi. It's not the Yishenim. The Yishenim only says that it requires digging. But it doesn't say that, that it's straight. But Rabbi Sosha says, V'yeshma trifim dababhemo in nishba or in nishma or in nishba somochlibu. Now, that was, but the Gemara says the Feresh that if it's nishba, nishtabro, so the Yodel, it's not reivo. So that means, according to Rabbi Sosha, only if it was not nishtabro somochlibu. But if it was established some of the book, then it is safe. Then the sheet of the letter. The rain, she needs her Adam, the evil is worse. She rain, she over her matter. Take a good. In other words, if it doesn't mean that the quality of the way is social, every time if the foreleg of the demon was fractured near the juncture with the group, so then it's rain. Only if the fracture took place somewhere to the junction, somewhere to the group, the fracture of this bone took place somewhere to the group, and we also see that there is clotted blood on the other side of the ribs. So why is there clotted blood on the other side of the ribs? Because of the fracture of this bone. Because of the fracture in the scapula. So melee, so that gives rise to the possibility that the disease has spread and that it might have affected the lungs too. And the lungs became perforated. שני ברין שני צרה אדם מהיר עצמו צויש שרין שאוב מהמק אותי חגוב ואוכל אוהב אבל אם לא חושב על זה כל זמן שרין שני צרה אדם פינצוביק so the sheet of the Gorisosh is not that if there is a fracture in the scapula of the behemoth near the group, so then it becomes painful per se, not per se, but only if the fracture is near the group and we see clotted blood, meivam tzloyes. So that means that the mako has spread. The mako of the fractured bone, of the fractured scapula, has spread. So since it has spread, so it gives rise to the possibility, maybe it affected the lungs too, and the lung also became perforated. V'chimbe, if nechtecho in nishgova adapot chair, אפילו נשבר סומך בחיבור הניגוף והוא ששבע רואה עצם החיצה לא יהיה ביוקד. That's only if there is no point in the brain, but if it has a יוקד, there's a point שאיך בו יוקד תיבוא די קורא. So then in other words, if it is נשבר, if the wing was fractured near the juncture with the group, and in addition it has a point, the fractured bone has a point, so then we have to be paid the ray. The Yeshayshri in Nishbar Somoch Liguf, the Emrim, the Dineiki Shomuch, Dineiki Shomuch, and the Aloha is by Shomuch, so Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan both say that by Shomuch, by Ray, so we have to be paid the ray, and since we are not. So we have to be mad. The amine da poshim chenu adu ishayet rechlag gudu afu di tzimtzum koshim. In other words, this is, if the fracture in the bone is removed from the mekeim chizur and removed by this size, the rechet of the agudu, so then we don't have to be cheshish. And we don't have to be cheshish, maybe the wrong was perforated. Sheno gulishayet, v'agud afu bitzim tzum kosha. Im moi shereye, she nitzchah adam meim o itzloiz. Abo in cheshim oze, u machshir im istom, v'in chilu, v'in kishmir eoloi, ma'acha shorochei, min agu, abo in reicha badudu, v'in keima shmir eoligu, oze treipo b'chol iye, v'u mehanet dikasoreye, דהינו עם פקיעים בבדיקה בכל מוקים דיקה רייסה ואוכן אוי nicht die Agapo verwerfen, wenn die Korre Chesische, Schemoni Korre, die Zorre von Abholi Gott, wenn ich schreibe, Gscheir aus dem Waffrei, nicht zu Agap Schobo, weil die Idee an jedem Schritt in Ischbau Achakach ist, wie ich mach Schirr mit ihr Zweckzweck, so wie in Adoetz, if it's nicht zu Agap Schobo. So der Schachse, meine Bingen sind viel besser. Die Mäuerin, die war schon aus dem Heim und ihr Krieg, die Jäden, die in Schuket nicht schwirren, die du hier sind weiß, because if there is no Schuket nicht schwirren, so what can we solve is there? Because, so it is mutter. But if we know that in case where it's not in the Heim, it would be traitor, so then we don't know whether it's not in the Heim, oh, lachashvite, so then we can be matir, mikiyas vexel. Sofik shenemiz barachashvite. In other words, if we find a fracture in the wind, we find a fracture in the wind, and there is a point in the bone. The fractured bone has a point. Now, suppose we knew that this fracture took place, Mikhailov, so then we'll be matrified. We'll be matrified. In other words, we'll be matrified because the Psach of Mechaber is Vehu sheshever shever oetz machitzen oyei beyuket Shimo yobeyuket stiboni korei. Alright, but there are more pastors who are not keen with dike. So according to Mechaber that we are keen with dike. So even if we knew that the fracture took place in the higher world, so we still would be able to make a dike and be machshir on the basis of the dike. But we pass through that they don't keep the dike. So Meire, if we knew that the fracture took place the higher world and the fracture has a point, so then we would be machshir. We'd be machshir according to Psach of the Mechaber plus the Psach of the Ramo that they don't keep the dike because the Mechaber passes Tiboni Korei and they don't keep the dike. So vis-a-vis us, it's always without the dike. But in the case where it is up, where the fracture took place before Shkite or Acha Shkite, so then we can be mature on the basis of Shkite. This is one of the most common shayos, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. So one of the common shayos is that the woman will bring the wing of a chicken and it's fractured. And many times it has a point. So if it's known that the fracture took place behind some male, we would have to be matter. Because the Mechaber pastors, the Ushi Sheva Raetzem, Achitim Yir Beyuket, should not have a point. Shimo Yibuket, Siboni Korea, and the Ramo pastors that they don't keep the digging. So vis-a-vis us, relative to us, it's always without the digging. But if we don't know whether the fracture took place, Mechaim or not Mechaim, so then we can be Machshir. V'yish Machshir v'kiyah svekzik. So v'kshemun v'kraha shkite, v'yitzorim ha-keinim shkite, shemru nikvo v'yye, v'yish nislichal zera hachshir v'yishda, do yish Machshir v'la'avochet. Because it's on this thing by the Mechaber on his base, v'yush shevar ha-etzem ha-chitzim, v'yay v'yuket, shiv v'yuket, tipo di koreye, that's a Jewish Rashba to the Rosh. But many Rishayim Achirim, and they say that by aim, even if there is a fracture, and even if the fracture has a point, even if the wing, the fractured wing, has a point, we don't even require digging. It's the Shite of the Rashba. The Rashba in Tshuva, Shekosov HaRashba, which the Viravila mentions, in Tshuva Shekosov HaRashba, the Rosh, Klal Chop. So, since many Rishayim Achirim, so Mele, in a case where it's not even known whether the fracture took place, Mechayim or not, or Lachashvite. There is a possibility the fracture took place, Lachashvite. And even if it took place, Mechayim, so the Amin Hashem is saying, it doesn't even require Dike. So Mele, true today, we are not in the Dike, but according to the, There is dyslexic. Now, dyslexic is through the dyslexic. The dyslexic is not dyslexic and disappear. Now, but the sheet of the Rabbi is the dyslexic is not disappear, is also good. However, the Taz and the Shah, are Hilik. But in this case, even the Shah and the Taz will agree that it's all right. Why? It's all right if we will be paid. It's true that we are not killing it. But since there is a possibility that it was fractured last, and assuming that it was fractured, before Shrite, so many machines say that Ishtabua Gapin, even if it has a point and nuket, it's still chill. It doesn't require a decay. So melee, if we will make a decay, true, you are not the biggest experts. But in such a case, where there is a sex making, even though the sex making is not disappear, but since we do make a decay, and so then even the Taz and the Shah will be marshaled. Alright. Aber und ich bin so schon mit, wo ja die nun kinnig schritte lacher schritte, die ich lachach mir, die Lesse. In other words, when is the Ramon Mekiel only when it wasn't found, shom, wasn't dislocated, but only fractured. So, in that case, so according to many of the Shemi, it doesn't even require digging. Because when the Shmuel say, that dig and Rabbi Yechanan say it requires decay only when it was dislocated, when they shot it. But if it was fractured, it doesn't require decay. But the sheet of the Rashboy is that even if it was fractured, not dislocated, but if it, the fracture has a point, then it also requires decay. So the melee we can make it. Avo Kishinitza Shomut, so then it didn't be more, it requires decay. So, and we are not king, so the melee, we cannot rely. When we are given the king, Shri Delatash today, Yeish Lahachmir, Blessed. Now, why is Yeish Lahachmir blessed? After all, since it's way I did on the king, Shri Delatash today, so why? Is Yesh Lachmer Lesser, so we have this Lexeke. True, you are not killing the decay. But even without the decay, there is still a possibility that learning of a way. So true, we are not killing. But there is a Lexeke. First of all, maybe Kate Achashik. And assuming that it's Kate Mshrike, maybe it's not Mikrae. We can determine that. But this Lexeke we have. So Bishleim, according to the Taz and the Shaf, we could understand it. Because there she is, it has to be Svexike Hamisake. Here it's not Svexike Hamisake. But the Ramoshike is that it doesn't have to be Svexike Hamisake. So why does the Ramos say, Abu Tsinucha Shomu, for Yadin Kemishila Hashmike, Yishlachna Belaseya? So the Taz explains it. Ches, Shemu Mikvare, ain't the Svexike Kombo. The Hachsofik, a shemul mikve who told the chisorim pkiy shalom in the dikei. So the mele, even if according to Rabo, that the sveksvike does not have to be misapir, it's not a real sveksvike. For another reason, because it is a sopik machmas tesong yidiye. And a sopik machmas tesong yidiye, so it's not a real sveksvike. Because if we have been pkiy, because we are ignorant, but if we have been pkiy in the dikei, so it would be invalid whether it's nikah or not. So the mele, even according to the Rabo, it's not a real sex making. Because one suffix is grounded in ignorance. So since it's grounded in his own idea, so it's not a real sex making. But in respect to the case of Mishtabro, in view of the fact that when Rishen Machir and Rashbo, she gave the children to the Rosh, and they say that if it's not Mishnit or just Mishtabro, that's Machitzen. Even if it has a point, even if the fracture has a point, so it doesn't even require decay, so the Mele, so we can rely on that Svexveke. Mashiach in the case of Mitzah Shomut, so then the Mele says that is why it's decay. And we are not in the decay, and it cannot be considered one subject is a subject that is solely his own idea, so in many ways we cannot be mad. So that's a raya that the raya is perforating.
June 27th, 1981.
If the ribs were fractured, the Russian Stabu Ruba Ketat Habemo Yishni Holpei Slois Days, Cheyish Bemeir, without Mikan. So there are 11 ribs on each side. Every rib is thrust in the vertebra. So on one side, there is a rib, and on the other side there is a rib. Ulimatome yeshlo oitzlo is tamis. Sheibamech. Ulacha. שייך לכל הצלויץ ריץ' חוייץ שאין צלויץ קוייץ בן ניש ברורובון של חופי צדבירי בין בוב מצד זה ושישו מצד זה או יודלת מצד זה ואיך הוא מצד השני נתראים so that's the hour that if most of the ribs of the big ribs what is it? Yeah. What? I don't know. This is what Gemara says, and you can take it for granted that whatever Gemara says is true. Right. I'm not a scientist, I can't tell you anything about it. But in Ibrahim there are 22 ribs that I know. I mean, I know it from Gemara, and that's a fact.
Okay.
So 11 on each side. Bamedro Mamuri, Shenishtablo, Mechetzer, Lomailo, Kilavi Hashem. Avoloi Mishtablo Rubo, Oi Shenishtablo Rubo, Mechetzer, Kilavi Mato, Shev, Vinekro Minachulye, Vachulye Kayemes, Habakil Mishtab. In other words, that Ibrahim becomes a trefe in one of two ways. Either by having rope of the ribs, 12 ribs, fractured, or by having 12 ribs dislocated. Now, in regard to a fracture, so then there is no machlekes. So everybody agrees that only if 12 ribs are fractured. But in other words, that's the whole of the number of ribs on both sides. Because altogether Ibrahim has 22 ribs. So the whole of 22 is 12. 11 would be just a half. Now, in regard to a dislocated rib, so there is a machlekes in the Gemara. There is one Manoma who says, Nekru ben Zakai says, Nekru b'reif tzadechot, Nishtabu b'reif shnei tzon. So, in other words, if six ribs are Nekha dislocated, so then it's rainbow. But we don't pass for like ben Zakai. We pass him, like Rabbi Yechonen, Bein Nekru, Bein Nishtabu, Bein Shnezon. I mean, everybody passes like that. Alright, so this is what he says. Vim Nekru min Achulye, V'Achulye Kayemes, Havetle Nishtabu. In other words, just as in the case of a fracture. So, if you have six ribs fracture. It's not rape only if you have 12 ribs fracture. So the same thing is true of a dislocated ribs. Only if you have 12 ribs dislocated. But if you have 6 ribs dislocated, so it's not a question. Nishtabrut svoi saktamis, she'im bohem le'ach she'ot, nekar tzela, v'chotzi chul le'imo treibu. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That new veins on the down. Rav's memory. So Rav says, Omar Rav, nekar tzela, v'chul le'imo treibu. And what does it mean, Nekotzela v'chul le'imo treibu? As the Gemara points out, it doesn't mean Nekotzela in the whole chulin was also Neko. Because if the Tzela and the whole chulin was Neko, so then it's more than treibu, then it's Nevela, then it's Gister. But when does Rav say that it's Nevela, it isn't. But Treifo nekotzela vichotzichui. So that's why the Torah says nekotzela vichotzichui imo treifo. Because of the Rashbo, davke ma'atzlois agdeles, avo haktameis she'im be'meyach, afin nekotzela vichotzichui nezolzik she'im. That's Rashboshi. Vadili ome oza alechilik. So there's a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh, in the case of Nekar Tzela V'chotzi Chulmi, in the Tzvois Aktameis below, that have no Neach. So according to the Rashbo, it's Sheiro Migamre, and according to the Rosh, it's Treif.
Why the Torah says Lo Chilek? You mean
I didn't know what the Chilek was it?
Not masking, he is.
It doesn't make any difference. Whether it's Tzvois Bilis or Tzvois Tameis.
Even
in Tzvois Tameis that have no Neach, if it's Neka, Tzela, V'chotzi Ilyo, Chotzi Chulye, so it's Reif. Neko, Chulye Achas Kulo, V'afiro Meitzon She'im Ben Tzvois, is Asur. That means it's Reif. This is also mentioned. I mean, this Aloche of Neko Chulye Achas. That's the member of Shmuel. Now, because so, the Gemara Omar Rabbe Barav Shire, that will be Zomidav, the third line from the end of Lomé. Omar Rabbe Barav Shire, Omar Rav Masne, Omar Shmuel, Nekro Tzela Miikro, Vidugele Shedel Biso, Berubo, Uboso Rachim, Nesri Vakeres, Berubo Treifo, Nekro Tzela Miikro Treifo, Vivimimimu, so according to Moses Rishay, so, it's only Nekhasela Treifo. Rashi says, Pirish Bekuntres, Afilu Beloy Asisi. We have no time before Esh Ima Asisi. The Mashmariel Tzela Bechulia Lekem Amitori, Adi Iker Epsoi, the Borech Rabkan Ravase, Milimure, Barab Zakel Merab Yechem. So according to Moses Rishayim, it means, when Shmuel says, that Nekra Tzela, so Nekra Tzela is treifo, it means Davke Imo Asisi. So it's treifo. Davke Imo Asisi. You're a minute. Kamo Chisorim Bishedre Bishama Yemlin Shtei Chulis Bishil Leimlin Chuli Achas V'yomar Abiyo Mashmur. So we see that the Chili Akoy to Bishila, so since we got in Tumas Eyal, so in diminution of one chulia makes it into a defective spine, so gabe in the him or two. So if one chulia is missing, was if one chulia was necro, so then it's a defective spine and it's a treifo. So there Shmuel says that if it's the necro, the chulia is necro. And here Shmuel says, if the Tzela is Nekro, is Treifo, Hoche Sodimoy is the Terrace, Hoche Tzela Beloy Chulye, Hosom Chulye Beloy Tzela. So, Bishlim Tzela Beloy Chulye Mishkachaslo, Elo Chulye Beloy Tzela Mishkachaslo, Bishlim Kam. So in other words, so Shmuel says two halachas. One halacha is that Tzelabu Yechuni Yisrael. The other halacha is that Tzelab, that Chuni Yevulei Tzelab Yisrael. So this is the thing in the Torah. Nekho Chuni Achas Kulo. V'afilu Meisam Shein Ben-Tzloiz is Hashem. Now,
this is Shalosh Katanos. Bishlei Klafi Kafle means it's below Katanos. Shalosh Katanos?
No, that's something else. It means that below the loins, it's still in the area of the Tzvois Deiris. But then, so then you have a Chulia without Tzvois.
But
that's not Chayach.
The Gemara discusses.
It's a Chunya without choice, not Chayach to say. Choice Tanis or Choice David.
The term mentions an area in the Shedra where there is Kulius without Shane's love.
That's Kifle, below the loins.
Yeah, so this where they're discussing Shmuel's din, as distinguished from Rav, is talking about that area in the Shedra.
That's right, the Kifle, below the loins. Behemo Yeshlo Chobei Svoyes Deves She Yesh Behemeach Yudalef Mikam V'Yudalef Mikam V'Cholachas Kua B'Chud Yesholot U'Matamehem Yesh Oit Svoyes Tamin She'en Behemeach U'Lachas Shekolu Kolat Svoyes Yesh Chuyes She'en Svoyes Tkuyes Behem Nishbero Hubot Shel Chovei Sardelis, Mechetzi Romayu Babashet Rabin Shishem Tzateh, Vishishem Tzateh, Yidau Mitzateh, Viyachon Mitzateh, Viyachon Tzashem Yitrei, Vinekho Me'achulye, Me'achulye Kayemes, Harakim Nishtab. In other words, like Rabich, Nishtab Otslo Yisaktameis, Shein Be'emeyach, Yisksheyo. In other words, the Rechaba doesn't pass this like Rajbo. Not like, that I'm sorry, I mean, this is not real. Nishtabu Tzloyin Saktamis. That has nothing to do with the Machlokes between the Rashbam. Nishtabu Tzloyin Saktamis Sheim Be'emeyach Sheyom. So that's a corrigendo. Ne'ekho Me'ach Tzloyin Zderis. I mean, it was just for a moment. Ne'ekha Me'ach Tzloyin Zderis Tzela V'chot Yechul Ye'im Otrei. So that is the Machlokes. That is the Machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. So the Rashbo says that can actually sadele. Aber aktani shein lemeya afuleka tzela lechotze chuyek sheyo. And the Rosh says loichilik b'zeh that in other words that it doesn't make any difference whether it's lois deleis or Tzloyis Tamis. So if it's Neka, Tzela, Bechot Yechulye, so it's Rei for it, according to Rosh. Now, how does the Mechaba pass? Neka, Mia Tzloyis Adelis, Tzela, Bechot Yechulye, Imo Trevo. So he emphasizes, Davke, Mia Tzloyis Adelis. But if it's Tzloyis Aktamis, not. So in other words, it's like the sheet of the Rashbo, not like the sheet of the Rosh. So before I had a slip of the tongue, because what I had in mind was in respect to Siv Gimel, so I said it in respect to Siv Beis. But the Aloch in Siv Beis is not only the Machlekes. V'dav kenekho, avol miraka haseo kosher. In other words, suppose it wasn't nekho, but it was born that way. Haseo kosher. Now, that should be told in the Machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rambam. The Rashbo is that whenever the Halacha declares that in Ituro is certain Eiver, is Treifo, so Chaseiro of that Eiver, he was born that way, devoid of that Eiver, is also Treifo. But the Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is not like that. How is it that the Rambo says, Vidav Kelekho, Avon Milaka Chaseiro, when there is the Rabbo himself, oh, The Rambam himself says in Siman Nun, Sif Beis, Ubehepsit Merube Yishlis Mechamashiach. When the Mechaba says, Bichol Shobarube in Little Paper, Hoadi in Nibro Hose, the Yishmachir, the Rambam Shiv. So the Rambam over there is making like Rambam, but only the Mokin Epsit Merube. And here, he says, he doesn't say the Mokin Epsit Merube. Vidakke Nekro, Abel Mirakach, Haseiro is kosher, so it's mashma that Rambam says according to everybody, because if it had been based upon the Shinas Rambam, so you should say Abu Miraka Haseiro, so the Mokin Epsit Merube, Yeshua Hakshir, as he says in that Zimet, so that, so the Or HaShulchan discusses it. Once we say that the lechwa avumira kachasero is kosher, so it follows that if it's hisero for yachas, it's certainly kosher. It couldn't be more common than chasero. V'chein imitzu b'tzadecho, tesvof tzvoi b'tzadecho b'tzikune. So the question is, v'ikshan foshi, v'obisimen nun, נסבוי המחוי כזרם במרשבו, ואותו אמרו חזאו, כי שמיתו טריפו יחדים לחסירו מפרס ביוסו, והרם במקושר לרשבו טריפו, וישום נסבוי ויש להחמיה, ויחסוס המקר ונימו חוסר. ויש הקושר וזה ידע לרם במו לרשבו, ולא חיי שכוספו, שבן עשי נבוא חכים. אין לך נעמי לנו את, ובדרמו says, he's only true according to the Rambam Shite, but it's not mashma that way. So, because over there the Rambam says only Mokim Epsit Merube, we can rely on Shem Zarambam. And here he doesn't say that to Mokim Epsit Merube. So he says, Omnon, so he says, this entire Pesach, on the Mikra Tam Shirshir, the Hasei Rochulia, the Yesa Chulia, who Mitamache, the Vada Yei Vasha Chavis, who Mitzan Atzmei, in Vital, the Vada Shishla, Gam the Chosa, the Yesa, אבל בעיקר אין הטרידס מצד עצמי, אלא מכיר כל חוד השבר, כמו שפסקתי, אם כן, אם נשאר בחוסר מתחילס ויוסון, או אם ניברו יסר, דומים אל הגוף חוזקו, ובישבו אם נגישים לתמוכו לי או לחוצר חילייה, נשחית את הבינגן, והבא כציק הסחרות, אבל בחוסר יסר, המתחילס הבריאה, מה יפסבור? וכן כוסבה לבוש, סולו בושה, מנואל, when, even according to the Rashba, that whenever the Allah in prayers, that Mital is certainly there, is prayful. So Chosam Mitzvah V'yosef is also prayful. It only applies to a case where the Mital of the Eber is prayful on its own merit. But if the Mital is prayful for another reason, so there we cannot say that Chasero has the same din as Mital. Now here, it's not that Nekro, so Nekro, Sela Bechotze Chulie, Chetze Chulie, is a creep for Mitzadatsi. It's not, because insofar as Mitzadatsi is concerned, only when the rape Tzloi, 12 Tzloi Ameka, but not if one Tzela, even though it's coupled with the Chotze Chulie, so then it's not painful on its own merit. But the reason as to why Nekro, Sela, the Chote Chulie is straightforward because he a cella, an old rib, and part of the vertebra, Woneka, so that undermines the firmness of the whole spine. So in other words, the whole spine, the structure of the spine, became undermined. That's why it's painful. So Mele, that's only Shaya if it's Mita. But not if he was born that way. Because if it was Yossi, it was born that way. So Mele, it means that the spine in its entirety is sturdy enough. So Mele, we cannot apply the Aloha of the Rashba that whenever the Aloha declares that Mita is certain name but it's painful, so then and then Haseiro that they were is also. Neko Huya Achas Kulo. Afilo me Eiso She Ein Wehen Tzloes is Treifo. Va Afilo Hul Mato Bimokim She Psikas Chuta Shedre Peiso Sho. That's the Aloche of Shmuel that Shmuel says that according to Bezila who said that when a one Huya was missing it was missing in the spine, in the human spine. So it's ineffective, it constitutes. So then it makes the human spine the defective spine. And mainly it's not in the area, so mainly in the behavior. It's also an effective spine and it's a brain. But if you matter what you should think about the shepherd of Pesach, Nishbero, Hashedra,
we learned the Gemara, the Rosh Hashiva mentioned the Shita of the Bahag.
That's right, the Shita of the Bahag.
I didn't
so then,
that.
Then I mentioned the Shita of the Bahag is the same Shita as Rashi.
Yes.
The same Shita as Rashi.
No.
So the Hashulchan explains the Shita of Rashi. In other words, the Shita of the Bahag is that if it's Nekho Sewa Achas, so it's trefo. But the question is, the Gemara says that only Nekho Tzela v'chot Yehuli, Chot Yehuli is trefo. But if it's Nekho Tzela and not Chot Yehuli, so then even if you have Tutzloy, even if you have Tutzloy and the Tutzloy that are opposite each other, the corresponding Tzloy. So, but if the Chulye is intact, it's not a trefo. It's not a trefo because we require that 12 tzloim should be neka to neka. And in order to have 12 tzloim neka, so you must have, in the 12, you must have two corresponding tzloim on both sides Neka. So only if together it's 12. So how can Rashi say that even if one cell with the Chulye being intact, so it is still painful? So that's the discussion against Rashi, but that's the Shita of the Bahag. So the Hashulchan says that here in paragraph Yitches, in other words, because here Shmuel says Nekra Tzela Miikro. When Gemara says Nekratzela, so even Tutzloy, but if the Chulye is intact, so then it's not painful. Gemara doesn't say Mi'ikho. Here Gemara says Mi'ikho. So this is Rashi Shita and the Bahag Shita. In other words, Avoshua Roma Nekratzela Mi'ikho. So that means that if the whole tzela was slipped out from the Chulye, the whole tzela, so then even though the Chulye itself is intact, so that is right. When does the Gemara say that even if you have two tzloys and the Chulye is intact, the two corresponding tzloys, one opposite the other, but if the Chulye is intact, it's Kshero, that is when it's not Mikro, it was dislocated, but the part of the Tzela still remained in the Tzaket. But if the whole Tzela slipped out from the Tzaket, and not even a part of the tzela remaining in the socket. So even without the chuyeh, with mitzvah chuyeh being nekah, so it's all shem.
I thought the Rosh Hashiva mentioned that the chuli itself, the shilhei kafle, so it could go away and the ribs would still sit in their place. But the korah to which they were...
That's what I'm saying.
So the ribs sit in their place, but the chuli is gone?
Here's what I'm saying, in other words. That when does the Gemara say that even if both corresponding slowly, one happens to the other, were Mecca, if the Chuyah is intact. So it's straightforward, according to Rashi, that is, if the slowly was slipped out from the socket, but not the whole cellar was slipped out from the socket. Part of the cellar still remained tohu.
Oh, there's a chud.
In the Chuyah. Still remained tohu in the
Chuyah.
In the vertebra. But if the whole cellar was slipped out from the socket and not even a piece of the rib remained tohu in the Chuyah, so there, in one cellar, if it's mikot. ולכן כשנקרו רגע והסיסה והמקצח ולמור קורס the position, the location of a rib in the vertebra, the Gemara designated by the expression of a pestle in the mortar, just the way, you know, you push in a pestle in the mortar. So that's called ולכן כשנקרו רגע והסיסה והמקצח Hatoku basise nisharo basise. So it remains tohu in the chayyim or in the chayyim of the chuyim. Atitokia gavachul avonekra selam mikoro v'hayne shenekro legamre basise. When it slipped out from the sake, open completely, and not even a part of the tzela remains in the sake, in the vertebra. So. Avo nekro tzela mikro v'hayish nekro legamre ma'asise treife mitam di levadai kivet shenisakro le'asise v'nimoli chega ma'asise no de domikino. As long as part of the cellar is still thrust in the socket, in the vertebra, so then the vertebra can remain firm. But the moment the whole cellar is slipped out from the vertebra, so then the vertebra itself will start shaking. So the melee is a play for death strategy. When you move it, you come out, see, say, no, 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 we have a kiakira schoolie, who was in the duke de Koshna Shas, the Mikimo Mane Kostan, by the duke de Nishbosh, as they were rather than a sisi. I was Shmuel on my neck, Katala Miko. So because of that, because of the sheet of the Bahar, so the Bach and the Shach says, that the Mokimshin have said the Rube, so we have to be finishing for the sheet of the Bahar. But they don't mention that the sheet of Rashi is also like the sheet of the Bahar. So the Bach and the Shach say, that we only the Mokimshin have said the Rube, and we have to finish it. But the Mokim have said the Rube, we do not have to finish it. So, look what the Shach says. You see, down the neck of Machili, who by a lot of dealers, Matri, the neck of Tzalech, and the fish of Achili, Kayemes, the Yish Lofish with Gold and Mokim Shinevs and Rubin, she told Gold and the Kabole, the Chay, Kosek Abach, the Mashi Kosek Abach, she came back to Rubin, so he knew Tane, the Alkola Toskin, and the Heaven and the Bahad, the Chay Bishach. So now, why the Chay Bishach? Because the Mother says, that even in both corresponding ways slipped out, but the Chuyye remained intact, did not become dislocated, it's still Shela. Rahas Kavod Hamo, only one Tzela slipped out, but now that he answers the Kashi against Rashi and against the Bahar, in other words, when the Gemara has reference to the case, when a Tzela slipped out, but part of the Tzela remained lost in the Sake. Mashiach came in the whole Tzela, he was slipped out from the Sake. So then it's taken in one, so there is no kasha from the Gemara. So the Meir of Hashulchan says that we should be machmir and deeply mocking us in order, because it means it's not only Rashi, it's not only Bahat Shike, it's a Bahat Shike and Rashi Shike, and there is no stira from the Gemara against the Shike. Alright, now, before we start in the name, we have to go over very carefully the whole Gemara, that I wrote. Otherwise, it would be impossible to understand. Simen in Hei and Simen in Vod. Behemo shenechtecho ragleo min ha'akubo ulemato sheh. Min ha'akubo ulemato means that the chtach happened in the heel. So that's Me'akubo Lemato. So Kshel, Me'akubo Lemailo, Psur. But if it was Nechtech or Adreo, the regal was Nechtech, Me'akubo Lemailo, the Akubo, that's the hot bone. Me'akubo Lemailo means above the hot bone, above the ankle. Above the ankle. So then, is Psula. V'chein shenita u'tzumes agim. Now the tzumes agim, now there is a machlokes v'sheni, whether the tzumes agim that are so vital, so that if it's nechtach, it's prayed for, whether it is reference to the tendons in the back of the regular behavior, the giving, the Achilles tendons, they begin above the hub bone, and they extend with the tibia bone, and then they spread out and they expand these tendons. There are three tendons altogether in the Behemo. In the north we have more, but in the Behemo there are only three tendons, and the three tendons. So they start over here, just above the hock bone, and they extend along the tibia bone. The tibia bone, you can feel it here, you know. The tibia bone, and then they expand into the muscles on the legs. So the question, so you have those tendons, you have in the back and you have it in front. So the question is, what is the vital tzumes agim? So there's a machlokes v'sheni. Some v'sheni say that the vital tzumes agim are the giving that is in the back of the leg, so that the tail of the behemo, will fall. Kinegir tzumes agim. No, the tail, the end of the tail will fall against the tzumes agim. But if the giving the tendons are cut here in front, so then it's not painful. And some rishonim will say that the vital tzumes agim that is matter to the behemo, so is the tendons in the front. But whether it's the tendons in the front or in the back, but it starts above the hub bone, and it extends along with the tibia bone, that's the shoulder, the tibia bone, and then they expand in the leg with the muscles. Now, so that's the tzumes agim. V'chein shenitz nita tzumes agim. Nishba oetz im reba boso kayo shchitos in taros vimlav ein shchitos in taros. Let's see the Rashi. به این ماشه نخت خوغدرا سرش سه زخری because not in the hand leg, not the forelegs, because the forelegs do not have anything of fragwagging, they have anything of your diet. Only the two legs in the back, the hind legs, have anything of fragwagging. So as I give you my mama Akubo, who, we saw them, they may so shroi shakuti, she may pray minakri aboso, mitalun iso etzen, she keirin sinkron. So it starts just above the hand bone, it starts here, and then it goes along the tibia bone. You see, this is the tibia bone, the shoulder, and then it expands and it spreads into the muscles of the leg. So, the chen shelita, after we nechta chayet, nish baroetzem the loy nechta, ibrim baroso kayon. Before it's big more, rebubye, virei, hekev. Now, in the Gemore, I mentioned it yesterday. So there is a machlokes in the Gemore. Whether the tibia bone, if there is a fracture in the tibia bone, that's the bone in the shake. The shake, you see, there are three parts. One pair of cases. That's the foot. That's the foot. And then you have from here till the knee. That's the middle part. And then you have from the knee till the hip. That's the uppermost part in the leg. So there are three parts. So if there is a fracture here, it's certainly not the same. If there is a fracture here, well, you have the toes. So then it certainly shale. If there is a fracture here above the knee, then it's free. Then it's free. But suppose there is a fracture in the axle of the shoulder, the tibia bone, this bone that extends over the shoulder, the tibia bone, so then there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and you. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not only a fracture with myelo of the knee, that's the femoral bone, is matter the behemoth, but even a fracture in the tibia bone with myelo of the hoof of the behemoth, so is also fatal. According to Ure, the behemoth is a trait point, the fracture takes place in the femoral bone. That's above the knee, but if the fracture takes place in the shoulder, in the etzem, in the shoulder, in the tibia bone, so it's not there. Now Rashi explains here the Mishnah according to the problems with Rav Yehuda, and Rashi passes by Rav Yehuda that if a fracture in the tibia bone, in the shoulder, in the that's the etzem or mitzoy, the etzem and mitzoy. So that's an attack with the bone here, that's an atzoi, the bone that we have all, and here the etzemoelie, that's the femur. That's the femur, above the knee. So Rashi passes like a beauty, that the behavior is a trait play, even if the fracture is in the etzemoelie, in the tibia bone. So Rashi explained the Mishnah according to a beauty. So he said, now, Nish Baraetze, the winner, in Rebos Akayim, the forest of Nore, the book of Rebekei, Shritose Mitarose, Umuta Bachir, the love in Shritose Mitarose, Bachir, the book of Shabin Mutaris, have the Eva Rosa, we should be Gosser, the son of Trey, but it amino, Lord, your Eva, the Gosser, and Godos. In other words, even in the case when the Eva is not a Trey, let's say when there is a fracture in the bone in the yard, in the forehead, so then the behavior is not affected. But that either that is fractured, if there is no aerobosal hypothesis, okay, so maybe it's considered the liver of Dugo, and the liver of Dugo is also a liver of Nahat. But as the Gemara points out, we discussed it yesterday, אם שאני מורה, דחי אם הוא מדלוי, יצמיס פספויס, ידרבון, נלוי, אם אין לאו, ימורה מיישי ציפוסי, נלוי שם. יוס. We went over the Gemara yesterday. Oh, that again, that I do on the base. The sixth line from the end of the day. Omar Rav Yitzchak, the king of Rav Yitzchak, the king of Yotko, the rabbi of Rav Koni Koi Kavosi, the Tandem, who was a person of Prego Yisachimu, Lovi, Oiva, Vavos Aram Dundomi, the name of the Chayo Vein Vishochton, Shina Sof. The name of the Dundom means, if an Eva is detached from the organism, but it still hangs on. It's not completely corrupt. So that's Eva Ramdurba. So that is us. The Omer Rabbah Vachon and Arichelen, Eva and the Mitzvah Spreiz Bilba. Eva and Misa Vachon and the Chai, and the Mitzvah Spreiz Gaon and the Rabbono, who Kroas Mach the Baon. All the Yishchi days in it. So in other words, it's not us there. Mitzadil and the Chai and the Reiche, but Mitzadil and the Chai and the Rabbono. So Mitzadil and the Rabbono. So he says, Vahkiyuli Bokim Shabinu Meteres, let's say the director took place in the foreleg of the game. So the Eimu is not a prayer. Have we even also have a Shabbos of a solid prayer? But that's an asmah. Kidamdino of the Eimu Rabbos on the door. Then he says, Shlein Sha'atzomis, Biyarach Atachtim, Vuetzen Amlichta, Vuetzen, Shlein Sha'atzomis Biyarach, Atachtim, Vuetzen Amlichta, in a Parsis, Kishmakshitin, Abeimu, ואיזה עקובו נקרא עקוב, המתכנס עם הורש, ולמיינו ממנו, עצם אמצוי, ויצום הסגים מתחתיסו, סומך לברק עקוב המתכנס עם הורש, ואין לי נוקובס, התחולו בעלו, סונגו אמצ, ואפלי עצמס, ואפלי עצמס, התחתי ודהוגבו, דהוגבו, so it's right here. So there, it's certainly clear, there, and that is lechtach in a parsis kishemapshitim habeimo veiza akubo mikres akubo hanukeres imoreish. So that was Bisman Chazal, it was customary to sell that habbon together with the head. So the Gemara uses that as a seed. And then he says, who in my opinion, that's a semenzoi, that's the emzoi in the tibia bone. If you trace your finger so you can feel a bone here, extending. So that's the tibia bone. So, who in my opinion, that's a semenzoi, which you must have been in that piece. The tendons extend along the tibia bone, so they extend. So that's the tzumas agini. Some of the karekar kubam and karesimare. The oelyei, that's the third bone, that's the femur. Who kubis hat kubo be'ali. That is joined on top. The femur bone is joined to the hip bone. All right. Omar Rabbi Yudah Mara. Omar Abchir, Rimato, when the Mishnah says they were Shnech Ragwell Naku, or Rimato, so Rimato means Rimato Naku, beneath the Hakka. Rimato means Rimato Naku. Rimato Naku. So, what does it mean? Above. So, if the bone that is above the Hakka was fractured, so it's straight. That's Rav Yud. So according to Rav Yud, so if there is a fracture in the shape, in the etzem ha-shape, in the tibia bone, so then it's a trait. Uleoma, even if the fracture is not in the area of the tzumas agin. Because the tzumas agin, they start here, just above the hubba. This is the terminal end of the tzumas agini, just above the humbo, and then it goes extends for a certain distance. So, let's say according to the Beef in the Rambam, it's about it's each avoidance for its voice. So, in other words, it's about 16 words. We'll see that. So according to Rav Yehuda, even if the tibia bone was fractured, not in the area of the tzusagim, because the tzusagim extend along with the tibia bone for a certain distance, and then it spreads and it expands into the muscles. So according to Rav Yehuda, even if the fracture takes place here, that's not in the area of the tzusagim. The area of the tzusagim is right here, very low in the shape. But even in the fracture takes place high in the shape, where it's not in the area of the tzusagim, it's also great. It's also great. Uleo marabeche. So, kinete bigomo mikara. Now let's see the Rashi. The matter of the mask is in shade of the matter of Nakuro. Some of the Akuma go to Nakuro, mask is Nakuro and Yeno. She be Nakuro is because the literal meaning of Akuro is a joint. So remember, Akuro can have reference to any joint. Let's say where you have the knee. So this is a joint. This is a joint. And here you also have a joint. So the Mishnah says, so the question is this: Akubo, the literal meaning of Akubo is joint. Which joint? Does it mean this joint? Or does it mean this joint for the knee? The knee also represents a joint. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means this joint. So mele, Levayo min Akubo means if the tibia bone, the exam of the shape, was fractured, it's like, but according to Ule, Akubo means the joint here, the knee joint. So that means that if it's Akubo Nato, if there is a fracture in the bone, Akubo Nato, beneath this joint, that means a fracture in the tibia bone, is not part of the vein. So he says, Kinek Day, Bigomo Nika. Kinek Bigomo Nika. In other words, in the Yerech HaGomo, so there is a cement that we can recognize. In other words, it means the knee joint. So only the fracture takes place in the femur bone, in this bone, that is here, the bone that extends from the knee to the hip. So in that point the fracture is straight. But if there is a fracture in this bone, in the etzema shape, in the tibia bone, it's not there. Alright, now let's see the whole Rashi. We might not do some of the Yatoa. Wait in Akum must be Snakuro Eleno. Shebeina Kures. Kures, that's the femur bone. That's the bone here. So, Shebeina Kures, the Etzenem Tzoi. Umayu Matamik Tonic Sheo, the Matamen Omi Koretzenem Tzoi Shebo. So, the Sagini Koma. The Matamame Shreko Mimak Sheo. The Akum is Sagini Shubi Shipuli Shoretzenem Tzoi. Kutan must be Snakuro. Because she gave it. Homi Aluno, the Matamu, the Matamu, Akubo, some of the Koma. Sheo, can sign in Simozo, the Akubadu can simulate his coma. It's vision of the Bible, the Bible, Akuba, Miakom, Trevo, Dime, immediately there is a fracture in the bone, immediately above this joint, above the hot bone. So it's Trevo, because the high region is Adivin Shusamozo, we constantly gain it, we come and pull the high region to the Adivin. Because So Ulo Rabbeinu says that when the Mishnah says Akubo, Akubo meaning the joint, it means the upper joint, not the lower joint, the knee joint, the knee joint. Akubo Yeno, Bishon Melein Etzen Biyara Hagoma, in the thigh. In the thigh of the camel, so at that joint you have a very apparent protrusion. In other words, the knee in the camel, so the knee protrudes outside. So, bin ich jetzt in der Hagomo, wo hat Tani, wie Prelitz, der ist auch, wo man die Kerne in Hagomo, mit Namens, wann aber ich, als ich mein Gehres, la, wo man auch, wo, habe ich nur ein Mipse, wie Tona, hallo, komm ich her, komm ich zu Tachin, und ich lebe mich auch nicht. So, die war, und aber ich muss, der Rabbi, der Bisch, leid noch mit dem that in the Etzema Sheik, in the Tibia Bob. So the fracture is not matri, only in the Etzem, in the Etzem Hakulis, in the Etzem Hakulis, in the Femobob. So, Bishon is the Dami, or connected with the Komunika, and the Tome, the Heitchen, the Tome, the Sagidim. So, because the Tome Sagidim begins above the horizon and it continues for a certain distance and then it expands and it spreads in and it becomes intertwined with the muscles of the leg. So Bishlei Muridi, that Akubo has reference to the upper joint, the knee joint. So if you understand the Rosh Mishnah, the Mishnah says the Chen Shevit also Mesagim, because only if the fracture involved a cut, and a mutilation of the tumis hagidin area. So then it's relevant. But if the fracture here in the shape, so did not involve a mutilation of the tendons, of the converging tendons of the tumis hagidin, so then it's not a prayer. So we understand as to why the Mishnah has to spell out Nital Tzumis Hagidim. Because a mutilation and the fracture in any other part of the shape of the tibia, so will not be battle baby. Only the mutilation takes place over here where you have the Tzumis Hagidim. But according to you, that a fracture in the bone that extends from the heart to the knee is matri. So why does the Mishnah have to spell out Nipo Tzumis Hagidim? Doesn't make any difference where the fracture takes place, whether the fracture takes place in the Tzumis Hagidim area or the fracture takes place here above the Tzumis Hagidim area. So Mishnah will indeed have been a king of the Lomika and the connection to Tzumis Hagidim. El Lido, my location to Tzumis Hagidim. Omale, the Chubo, the Roy Tzumis Hagidim. Below. Now, that's in the Rashi. Hain b'tom b'chishmitah, b'shmitom b'mati b'akubah yedek shiro. The hain nechta chetzem emtsoi, tzakunisne b'chishmitah. The avon abdim nechta b'gedek shiro, hechad nechta b'shikul, hain b'kintzim tzagid b'trei. Because he will be a fracture higher up in the shade, it will not be a fracture. But if the fracture will take place here, so that will involve the mutilation of the giving, of the Tzumis Hagidim. So it is a trait. But then you ask, how is it possible? In other words, if the cut takes place here, so then it's not trait. In other words, if the whole leg will be chopped off here, so it will not be trait. And if the cut will take place here, lower, it is trait. So that's no kasha. Because that's the mitzvah. Shalchit chomikano, neitzel chit chomikano v'chol. El yudo, the amre tachku v'tachteino, l'maylo, v'kto v'as nismu, l'maylo miyad v'somu, mashma, hanyu yudu v'tum sakini, omole, to na'aku v'leitzim sakini, k'mu nish v'reetzen, v'agidu kayomi, to n'tum sakini, v'lo yaku v'o. In other words, what it means, the Mishnah has to tell us, Nikal Tzumis Hagidim, even to tell us that even when there is no fracture of the tibia bone in the place of the Tzumis Hagidim, but just the giving account, but the asever, but without any fracture in the bone in that area. So there, it could be trained on the basis of the fracture because the bone was not touched, but just the giving, the tendons were touched, were cut, were severed. So, there it's also there. But now, so you know, as the Kashi, Vo nechtiku katone, so, anyway, it's what does nechtiku imply? nechtechu, bo nechtechu gamge mashma, au me zonovi kamen yu tzim atzumes, yu lomolo yu meda rizne, bo lekoi me ma tome rechum in tzumes agidim, bo da tome tzumes agidim lo yachuba, yu kei nisne yu tome tzumes agidim, yu koshin ech. So, it intends, le bosa, the lofa, when Ule walked out, so Rabbi said, my tanya liyamule, limato mirapube, limayo mitzimisagini, hodo oma, liyamule, didn't I tell you, liyamule nechmo katoni, hochename mirapube, umayo katoni. Now let's see the rush. Because of not a cure over a bit of napshe, my time to Amri, you will matter me coma, who will matter me a cubo, who will be so much a given will my own love me my own yard mashma, it will be gay me shalete, with my own maxims, the other ton, the hem shenito atumis, the nechta, the say hatim is namitri, hodo oma, chapter up with the Amri, the Amri, didn't I tell him? Big me off, the Amri tamogum, the hub of loitsimas. So I gave him the teretz, but he still reported my teretz. In other words, so Rachpope mentioned that in the name of Rabbi Yude, that Rabbi Yude really explained the Mishnah that way. Limato means limato minakuber, so it's shemo. Umimato mitzagini. And limayo, so what does it mean limayo? Limayo means limayo minakuber, umitzagini. So it's also playful. Not limayo beneath. But Remailo means, Remailo Mitzvah Sagini, it's also paid for, is the bonus factor.
Above the height of the Tzumas, to which the Tzumas Hagidim reaches, above the height to which the Tzumas Hagidim reaches, it'll be broken, but still it's a treifa.
In other words, let's say the Tzumas Hagidim reaches up, extends up the
hill. Yes.
So, 60, if there was a fracture, in the bone, the tibia bone, above the area of the Tzumas Hagidim. But the bone, above the area of the Tzumas Hagidim, was fractured, so it's frame.
That's according to Rabbi Yehuda and Tal.
That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Ule.
Yeah, Ule is
correct. Ule, only the fracture will be above the knee.
Yes, but Rabbi Yehuda wasn't eventually learning it the same way as Ule.
No.
I thought the Rosh Hashanah
said. No, I didn't say that.
They're whole.
No. So, So the more the kasha. How can we say, now let's say according to Ule, so if the fracture will take place low in the shame kabeimo, so then to be a trait in the area of Tzumzagini. But if you cut off here and top above the Tzumzagini, so it will not be a trait. So Omar Abashe Trevis from Damas Agode, and even the Trevis to do on the zoo, shall come from the Kamanes or come from the Kamanes. The Hilay in Tzumzak. Now we start, we want to start discussing.
We say that Rav Yehuda would be choshish that where it's broken, even below the knee, but above the height to which the Tzumzakit, that we could be choshish that some mutilation would result to the Tzumzakit.
Not because we are in change.
Because the break itself is a...
The break itself. The Hilay in Tzumzak. What is the extent, the scope of Tzumzakit? Rabbi Omar Abashi, the Agam of the Bach. In other words, let's see the Rashi. It starts, the vital, in other words, of course, the Tzumas Hagidim begin right here, and they extend over a certain area along with the tibia bone, and then they spread into the muscles, and they become soft, and they spread into the muscles. But the question is, what constitutes the vital part of the tsumasagi, so that if there is any sufferance in that part of the tsumasagi, so then the pain becomes safe. So Rav Ashe, Da Gamu Rav Ba means of the bone, it means of the hug bone. Da Gamu Rav Ba, Mishayetin Agin Mino Etzem, Umehaukim Liboso, Shoetzem Mimayo Mina Perek, O Umeliboso, Kishtain Mikimu Etzboitz, Ve Agin Adukime, Umimokim Shemis Parashim Mimeno, Umeliboso, Maslio, Bechol Zman Shemis Musim, וקשורים אשרים של יחד כל הצומס אדמוקים שמספשתים ומספצרים ומספצר זה מזה. This is what Rabbi says. Rabbi ברבוני אומר רבא שדאגומו וגב אנדבור דאגומו וגב הם יקויים צומס אגידי אלו מקיימה דיקוסון בעצם ממוקים שנדוקים בי עד הפרק. Then there is another mandoma, Robert made the Rabbi Rabunoma, Rabase, the Yuakumo, even above the cut bone, it also is a vital part, and if there is any cut in that part, so it's also pain. Now, the Yuakumo, עצם קופי הוא המחבר הספוקי ומשייש נגידו ומיילו ממנו עד מוקים שנספשתי קורת צומץ וכל מוקים שיחתי ראשון טריפו והי שיעור הנופש לפורי שמסריר מיד מנועק ומיילו ולמטו מסי עצם המצוי ונחתך בין עצם המצוי ואיץ אלפו איזור ספרי. Now Yosef Ahum Rabbonim Kamil Rababe and Yosef Bama the Ahum Guf Nechtecho Gidi Ki Neged Ahum Atzmi. The Ahum Atzmi is over here. Suppose the Tzumas Agidi will be the tendons will be cut over here. It's very low. So Omer Rababe Wait a Tzitzo Poche Oma רב יהודה הלכת לפער אתך והיינה רובי גבי דרבו ברבוני אומר רב אסה אומר רב יהודה אומר שמואל סומס הגידים שאומרו מוקים שהגידים צייס לכבור יחד ונראה כאילו ועד כמו so So, Omer Ahum Rabbonim Rabbi Yaakov Shmeik, Adina Bi Rabude, Omer Shimon Nilsen Mitab Rabbi Shmeri, Umad Shmuel, Sumer Sadidim Shomro Mokim Shadidim Tzim Sibet, the place where all the tendons converge together, Umi Mokim Shad Tzim Ad Mokim Shad Mispash. In other words, where is the cut in the Sumer Sadidim Matri, the place, it starts from the place where the three tendons converge together, and then, and it extends until it is spread out. V'chamo omar abaye, over what distance does it extend? Abo batete. Now, according to Rashi, abo batete is... Abo batete. Arba its voice. So, all together, it's for its boys. But according to the leaf, each batete by itself is for its boys. So that means our batete is 16 its boys. The bitu, in the book, bidakemai, omar abaye, bluite, have a tsumasagi. Bluie, roi have a tsumasagi. In other words, in the Behima Dako, so that's it, it's money. In the Behima Gaso, in the so we know that the area of Tzimisagibim extends over four Bhakti. Now, according to the belief, each Bhakti is four its boys. So that means 16 its boys. But the Dako, how, what is the extent, the scope of the Tzimisagibim in the Behima Dako? Omar Abaye, Blite, if it were Jews, so then it is Tzimisagibim. But if it is Blite, if it is some king, so then it's not the Bible part of the Tzimisagibim. Now, all these places represent part of the same tendons. But the question is, what is the scope of the vital portion of the Tzimisagibim? So in the Hebrew Dako, if as where it is buried, where it protrudes.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is buried, let's say this would be considered buried when we see a vein that comes out. So where the tendons are buried, that is the vital part of the Tzimisagibim. Blie, but where the tendons are sunk in, they're not buried, it's not a vital part of the Tzimisagibim. So it will be cut in the portion of the tendons where it's on key, it's not buried, it will not be prayed. Ashune have it to the Sagibim. If it's hard, if you feel that it's hard, so that's the vital part of the Tzimisagibim. If it's off, we have it to the Sagibim. Even though it's the same tendons, but that does not represent the vital part of the Tzimisagibim. Alime have it to the Sagibim. If it's thick, so it is a vital part of the Tzimisagibim. Ktive, if it's thin, loy have it to the Sagibim. Chibre, if it's white, have it to the Sagibim. Loy chibre, loy have it to the Sagibim. Loy chibre, loy have it to the Sagibim. Ma barabasha ma, kiti bizike. In other words, not only if it's white, but even if it's not white, but as long as it's transparent, so it doesn't represent that proportion of the giving that are transparent, so do not represent the vital portion of Tzimisagibim. So if there will be a severance, a cut in that portion to not be paid, Avodavloi Chibre, even though it's not right. Omar Ameima, Mishmei Rav Zvi, Plotechuteha, there are three tendons in the Behim. Chad Alime, one tendon is relatively thick, Utrei Ktine, and two tendons are relatively thin. In other words, and it's called Tzimisagibim because the three tendons converge together. They come together. If sa alime, if there is a severance in the thick tendon as the rebellion, some mele it's straight, even though the two thin tendons are attached. If sa ktine, if both thin tendons are severed, it's also perfect, even though the thick tendon is intact. In other words, so what does Ameima say? Ameima says that the behemoth can become a trefor in two ways. Either by severance in the thick tendon, even with the two thin tendons remaining intact, or a severance in both thin tendons with the thick tendon remaining intact. So, if sakaline as the rebellion, so it's faithful. If saktine as the rebellion, it's also faithful. This is what Ameima says. Mabravashe masmurikule. If sakaline, if just the thick tendon was severed, and the two thin tendons remain intact, so it's chaos, or you can rebellion. If saktine, suppose the two thin tendons were severed, but the thick tendon, the one thick tendon, is intact, or you can rebellion. Alright, this is Nebeim. So Nebeim, we have three tendons, one thick and two thin. Peifetz, in a pouch, so Shitzachu Tehav. We have 16. Iposik hadinayetre. So, if one of the chutim of the tendons were severed, it's right. Omar Mar Barabashi, Havetain Kami Yab, the Aisel Kami Eifet. So Rav Ashi says, Marva Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi's son, was standing with his father, with Rav Ashi. Ba'isali Kamei, an infant fowl was brought before Rav Ashi, and there was a problem with the Tzumes HaGidin of the Tesh, Ubodak. So he inspected the Ashka Bei Chameisa, 15, just 15 tendons. That's not good, because in Infes you should have 16 tendons. Have a had, but one of the 15 was double. The Arishon in the Chavei, so it was double. So Nachze is split it into two. The Ashkach Prey, so that was split, it was divided into two. So altogether he had 16. So he was Machshir. Omar Abdul Marab. Now, there seems to be an apparent steering between the Gemara before, where the Gemara mentioned a machleket between Ameima and Marba Rav Ashi. So, according to Ameima, so if Heino can become a trefor through Nechtech Utsumas Agidin in one of two ways, either by a severance in the thick tendon, or by severance in the two thin tendons, and that's according to Ameima and according to Marba Rav Ashi. So in either case it's kshayot. In other words, as long as the two thin tendons remain intact, so it's kshayot, or as long as the thick tendon remains intact, it's also kshayot. So we have a machlekes between Ameima and Marba Rav Ashi. Here we have another kind of machlekes. So, Omar Abiyud Omar Ab, Tzumes HaGidim Shom Rubi Rubei, Mai Rubei Rei, Echod Mehen. So, what does Rav say here? Rav says that if the major point, if the rope of one tendon was severed in Israel, so, it's Mashma from the Roshon of Rav, it doesn't make any difference. Which tendon, whether the one thick tendon was severed to obey, or one thin tendon was severed to obey. As long as one tendon was severed to obey, so it is straight. I mean, that's neither like Amina nor like Marba Rav Ashi, because certainly not according to Amina, because it doesn't accord with Ameima's memory, because according to Ameima, so if one of the three tendons is severed the Rube, but the one that is severed the Rube is the